So, do you have any children who went through Birmingham Public Schools?
I have.
Or are going through public schools right now?
No, I have my son, and I made the same mistake with him that I made for myself when he was five. He couldn't go to public school because his birthday started in November. Mm-hmm. Are you on?
I am on. I'm just checking it.
And so I put him into an all-white school system, a Christian school. You know, now you know the Christian school. They don't bust the devil out. All the white folks have left the Christian school in the city now.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I put him in a Christian school, and I had to fight some of the same battles with him initially. You know, and I said, why did I put this boy through this? Still not realizing what I was doing. But by the time he got to the seventh grade, he told me, Mama, I am tired of going to school over there. I want to go to school where my friends go, you know, because he was playing like little league football and baseball with his peers, his own friends.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time he got to the middle school age, he wanted to be with people, his own people. And I understood that, so I let him go to public school. And the first grade came, he said, Mama, was like, lean on me. They was dancing on top of the classroom table. Well, you wanted to go over there. He did go over there. He went to public school, and he enjoyed his public school experience. I even got him, he scored high enough to enroll at Ramsey, which at that time was a magnet school, but, you know, whatever it's supposed to be over at Ramsey now. And he went to Ramsey, and he got over to Ramsey, and he still said, Mama, I just don't want to be over there. He wanted to go to Ensley. He wanted to play football, so that's where he went.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Ensley. He was in the honors program at Ensley. He graduated with honors, and he went to Miles College and finished there. But I guess it's some way or another my teaching, because I've always tried to teach racial pride to him, you know, take him so he can know who he is and where he came from. And so now he's as radical as his mom.
So you talked to him about your experience at Ramsey?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I try to keep him enlightened. I'm trying not to, I don't try to raise a racist child, but I want to raise an enlightened young man, you know. I want him to know his history. And he is a political science, he majored in political science, and right now he's working with, he's 25, and he's working with young males who dropped out of school, trying to help them find jobs and stuff like that. So he's frustrated with that. You know, I had a nephew who said, well, why are you always writing about president trying to preserve these old civil rights churches and stuff? You need to work with these young folks. I said, y'all need to work with them. You need to work with your old generation. I'm trying to say what I can say. I cannot say y'all, because I do not know where y'all coming from. I don't know what happened to y'all. Somebody dropped a ball. But you have no culture, you have no sense of pride about your race, your community, and nothing else. And until y'all get that part aspect together, our community's not going to go anywhere. I can deal with them. I'm too old. So let me do what I can do. That's what I do. I work with churches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that what else?
Well,
I don't want to talk no 2 hours. Now, how long have I been
talking about? No, we're just about at an hour.
Okay.
So I'll ask you one more question.
All right.
So is there anything that I haven't asked you about school desegregation that you think is important for us to preserve today?
No, I think it's a failed experiment.
Really
do. I think the whole thing failed. And I think it would have been more appropriate and more American-like if they had just made them and allowed not to force the schools to desegregate. Give them all the same amount of money, have the same resources, make it equal, and make it available. That if you want to go to another school that may have outside of your community, I'll just say it like that, maybe the community-based thing is what it is, you know. If you want to go, that you can, but you're going because you want to. But the resources are the same here. You got the same lab equipment. When we got to Ramsey, they had foreign languages that we didn't have. They had much better lab facilities. Even just in the
I told you my grandmother taught me how to sew, so I've been sewing all my life. Even at the black schools, we were doing these, those kind of machines. Mm-hmm. And you get there, and they got electric sewing machines, you know. Make them the same. Make them equal. Even now, you can go in the county in Birmingham, Jefferson County, all of the white high schools have stadiums and facilities. There is not a stadium in Birmingham. The only one, the closest one is Woodlawn, because it was an old white school. But it's just, you know, none of the rest of the schools, they don't have stadiums. They don't have the boys can go in the weight room, or the girls, cheerleaders, or whomever. They don't have the same facilities. Even now, even today, it's just different, you know. They're not the same, and they're never going to be the same. You know, Carver High School, they spent millions of dollars to build Carver High School, but Carver will never be a Spain Park. You know, it's just not the same. You know, so now education is more or less by communities and, you know, the counties, and one county will vote to fund their school so they can get all the money they need to do their school, and then another county, like in Jefferson County, they won't do it. Because they already have decent schools in Jefferson County. So if you're talking about, Birmingham School. And so it all comes down to, everything to me, it still comes to black and white. It still comes to black and white. We still, the whites still have better communities. They still live better. You know, Fairfield is not a Hoover. Even though they might have the same, at one time been at the same point. You know, and it's not just landlocked, you know. It's jobs that you don't have, where you don't make the same kind of money. It's, you know, your educational system, you know, where your kids end up not finishing college, not finishing high school, not being educated, can't pass a 12th grade student, can't pass an 8th grade level exam. It's something wrong, you know. And so we're, not only are we still separate and unequal, we are not even at the same level that we were before integration, because we don't have the same impetus to drive us to want to be successful, you know. And we got so many other kind of role models, you know. It's just, you know, athletes and singers and all this, you know. And it used to be educators, you know, and professional people, you know, and doctors and lawyers, the people we wanted to emulate. Now we want to be basketball players. I don't get it. It's way over my head. Now, what's your next question?
That was it.
That's it, okay.
That's it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope that helps you. All right.